LGBT Mississippians have a lot to deal with. Earlier this year, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer's veto of a bill that would have created a religion-based right to discriminate generated a lot of headlines. Less coverage went to Mississippi, which actually passed a very similar law soon after. Again and again, we see that it is religion that's the one weapon effectively used to oppose the human rights of sexual minorities. And so it makes sense that the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest civil rights organization working to achieve LGBT equality, has just launched a new initiative in Mississippi titled All God's Children.
My middle son was about to graduate from college, and he said, "Mama, I'm gay." Nothing in my life had ever prepared me for that. One of the main things that I want to happen is to open the arms of Jesus Christ to people that have been pressed out of the church.
Joining us right now is Brad Clark, director of Project One America for the Human Rights Campaign. He is coming to us from Mississippi, and we are so glad, Brad, to welcome you to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Talk about how much attention the marriage equality case has been getting in Mississippi.
You know, marriage is obviously something that LGBT people here in Mississippi care deeply about, but marriage is one piece of this bigger conversation. You know, you could get perhaps married on Saturday and risk losing your job on Monday.
Brad, I know a number of cities have human rights ordinances that protect LGBT persons. How does that work in a state where the right to discriminate is enshrined in statewide law?
The incredible thing we saw here in Mississippi after that law was signed by Governor Bryant, surrounded by folks like Tony Perkins, 8 municipalities throughout the state, from Oxford and Jackson down to Gulfport and Bay St. Louis in the Delta, responded by passing local resolutions calling for the dignity and respect of all of their residents, including those who are LGBT. And I think that really demonstrated that the people of Mississippi are a lot further ahead than their leaders in Jackson. So while there are no legal protections for LGBT folks on a state or municipal level in terms of discrimination, there's some groundwork that's already taken place.
Yeah. I think most people know about the Human Rights Campaign. Interfaith Alliance from day one has been a partner with HRC and so many different initiatives. But I want people to know more about this initiative called All God's Children. Talk about that, and then why Mississippi?
Several months ago, the Human Rights Campaign launched Project One America, which is a comprehensive $8.5 million effort focused on Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas. Opened up offices in Jackson and Montgomery and Little Rock. And so this is one of the first, you know, major campaigns we're launching here focused on Mississippi. All God's Children is the largest coordinated public education campaign on LGBT issues in the history of the South. And what we know is that regardless of what we believe on certain political issues, that the vast majority of Mississippians and Americans can agree that we should treat each other how we want to be treated, and that we're all God's children, and that we should treat everyone with respect. And that's really what we're trying to do, is start a conversation with people here in Mississippi. We have advertisements on the air, started earlier this week, Southern Baptist mom talking about her love for Jesus and her love of her gay son. We're going door to door talking to Mississippians about these issues, as well as having conversations on the phone and in the mail. Our attempt here is to really start a conversation with people all over the state.
The campaign is just filled with deeply moving messages. When someone says, "What is your message? What does all God's children mean?" How do you explain that?
As we've been having these conversations all over the country, what we know is that the only thing really moving people's hearts and minds is when people come to know gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people as their friends and neighbors and coworkers and family members. And that's what we're trying to do here in Mississippi. We live here, we work here, we go to church here, we have children here, pay our taxes.
Yeah.
And that's the message that we're really talking about, that we are your friends and neighbors and coworkers, and we should treat everyone with respect. And that's a pretty fundamental value that I think the vast majority of people can get behind.
Brad, do you anticipate having to deal with the criticism of churches in Mississippi, or do you see some of those religious leaders in Mississippi stepping up and saying, this is a good thing?
As you know, every day we see more and more people of faith, religious leaders and lay leaders, standing up for equality. And I think the interesting shift that we've seen most recently is that people of faith and goodwill are standing up because of their faith and not in spite of it. And I think we're seeing that here in Mississippi as well. Unfortunately, we've seen some negative misinformation being spread by the Mississippi Baptist Convention. But, you know, I have to ask myself, do they not believe that Jesus's love and acceptance and justice was for everyone and not just some people? And I think at the end of the day, the majority of Mississippians would agree, given that, you know, over 50% of the state identifies as Baptist, that the values that I know I grew up with and so many other people grew up with is that Jesus's love and acceptance is for everyone, and it's not exclusive to a certain group of people.
Earlier this week, I saw in Associated Baptist Press a statement from a pastor whom I know right outside Jackson, who was writing to say, welcome, HRC. We're glad you're here. I was both pleased, amazed, and I wonder how much that must help you.
It certainly does help. You know, one of the messengers in this campaign is a Baptist minister who is having these conversations within his own congregation. The reality that we see every day is that there are gay and transgender people that are just down the pew from so many people, and not just LGBT folks, but also parents and friends and family members who I think are increasingly standing up when anti-LGBT things are being said about their friends or family members and not wanting to engage in that type of conversation anymore.
Yeah.
People of faith leaders and lay leaders are really helping push this conversation forward. As people come to know gay and transgender people as their friends and neighbors and family members, it's hard not to love us. It's hard to turn your back on people that you love. But what we know here in Mississippi is that only about 50% of people in Mississippi say they have a close family, friend, or neighbor who is LGBT. Nationally, that number is 90%. So there's an enormous gap of people feeling safe and comfortable being out, but also folks recognizing that there are LGBT people all around them.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of work to do to create an environment where people feel safe and comfortable coming out, and where their friends and family members are affirming them. And I think at the end of the day, that is the most critical work that we can do, because it's hard to turn your back on someone that you love.
Brad Clark is the director of the program One America for the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest civil rights organization working to achieve LGBT equality. HRC has just launched a campaign in Mississippi advocating for LGBT rights, engaging the moral language of faith. It's called All God's Children. Brad, I so appreciate you taking time to touch base with us today.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks to Interfaith Alliance for all of your support over many, many years. You guys have been incredible allies.